This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 30th of January. And with little going on actually in Japan at the moment, today we cast our eyes upon the various Samurai Blue stars plying their trade overseas. We'll have news from Germany, Holland, England and Italy coming right up after this. Well, hello again. And Shinji Kagawa headed up a list of Japanese internationals making a name for themselves in Europe over the weekend, with his fifth and sixth goals of the season to help Borussia Dortmund seal a 3-1 home victory over Hoffenheim. The former Cerezo Osaka attacking midfielder broke through to open the scoring on 16 minutes, slotting past Tom Starker in the visitors' goal after Sebastian Kehl had pounced on a moment's hesitation by Sebastian Rudi. Kagawa then launched the move that led to a second for Kevin Grosskreutz on the half-hour mark, and the favour was returned early in the second period as the striker cleverly backheeled the ball beyond Starker for Kagawa to make the score 3-0. Fabian Johnson netted a consolation goal for Hoffenheim, but the win ensures that Dortmund remain in second place in the Bundesliga table, behind Bayern Munich on goal difference. Elsewhere in Germany, a brilliant assist from Hajime Hosogai set up the equalising goal as Augsburg moved off the bottom with a 2-2 draw against Kaiserslautern, with the Bavarians trailing 2-1 thanks to goals either side of half-time from Florian Dick. Hosogai met Torsten Earl's pass with a spectacular back-heeled volley, putting Stefan Hein clean through to level the scores. The point allowed Augsburg to leapfrog over Freiburg on goal difference. There was no such good news, however, for Shinji Okazaki, who was a half-time substitute as 10th place Stuttgart lost 3-0 at home to Borussia Mönchengladbach on Sunday night. In the Netherlands, Japan forward Mike Havenaar netted his first goal in the colours of Vitesse Arnhem, but was still unable to prevent his new club from slipping to a 3-1 defeat at the hands of new leaders PSV Eindhoven. Entering the fray as an 81st-minute substitute, the 194-centimetre hitman found space at the far post to head home a cross from the Ecuadorian Renato Ibarra just 3 minutes later. This briefly restored hope for Vitesse at 2-1, before Stanislav Manolev made sure of the points for PSV in stoppage time. Havenaar was quick to play down the significance of his goal, telling Eredivisie Live that it doesn't mean a thing as we lost. Michihiro Yazuda was an unused substitute for a defeat that keeps Vitesse in 7th position. Meanwhile, Maya Yoshida played 90 minutes for VVV Venlo in a crushing 4-0 defeat at RKC Waalwijk that saw his side fall to second from bottom. Elsewhere, Tadanari Lee made his debut for English Championship club Southampton as a second-half substitute away to Millwall in the fourth round of the FA Cup. The Saints led for most of the match through Ricky Lambert, but were forced into a replay thanks to Darius Henderson's equaliser 4 minutes from time. Finally in Serie A, there was frustration for Yuto Nagatomo, as Internazionale went down to a 1-0 defeat at Lecce. Well, that's all for today, except to add that you can watch videos of the best moments from Kagawa, Hosogai and Havenaar by visiting our Minutecast website. That's minutecast.footballjapan.jp. Join me again for another roundup of the latest news at the same time next week. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.